I love our reading from Numbers today, the story of Moses. It shows us such a real and human side of Moses. He is having a bit of a temper tantrum here with God, you might say, because God has, at least in Moses' mind, given him charge over all his people, and here they are out in the wilderness, and as they did over and over again, they're grumbling against God, and they're complaining, and God has given them water, he's given them bread, he's constantly fulfilled their needs, but now they want meat. They're dissatisfied with God again, and so they complain and grumble, and finally Moses has just had it, and he goes to God, and he just complains, you know, why have you done this to me? Why are you so displeased that you burden me this way? You know, where can I get meat to give all these people? They want meat, they're asking me for meat, where am I going to get meat to give them? I can't carry these people by myself. They're too heavy. If this is the way you'll deal with me, then please do me the favor of killing me at once so that I need no longer face this distress. I think we can kind of see in Moses a little bit of the face of every parent who's just kind of had it with their kids. You know, God, if this is the kind of kids you're going to give me and this is the way they're going to treat me, then just kill me now because I've had it. Moses gives us a very human face of a parent charged with children who maybe are not always that grateful, as Moses seems to encounter today. What's God doing here? Well, we have to realize the people are grumbling for food. Can Moses do anything to give them meat? Well, no. No, not at all. So what's God doing? Why does Moses think that he has to do all this? There's the problem. That's what God is doing. God is teaching Moses how to be a father and a parent. And the first thing he needs to teach him is that, Moses, you cannot do this by yourself. You can't possibly be the leader of all these people. You can't give them food. Moses should have known that. But he's taken all this weight upon himself, and he thinks, I have to do all this by myself. And then he gets mad finally when he realizes he can't do it, and he's like, God, where have you been? You going to help me or not? Moses has got it all backwards. God is trying to teach him that if you're going to be a father of any people, but especially of God's people, the first lesson is to realize that, number one, they're God's people. Your kids are not really just your kids. They're God's kids, and he loves them even more than you do. That is the most important lesson we can start with. If we have that kind of outlook, then no matter what trials come up, we can be at peace, knowing that I don't have to do this all by myself. God has entrusted me certainly with responsibilities, but ultimately, God is in control. It's not often at daily mass that the first reading in the gospel match up so well like they do today, but fast forward to the gospel and we see exactly the same situation playing out. Jesus notices that crowds are going to be hungry, and the apostles notice this, and they say, Jesus, you got to send them away. They got to have food. Jesus says, you give them food. It's just like Moses all over again. They're like, we can't do that. We got 5 loaves and 2 fish. We can't feed these people. That's impossible. Jesus says, good. Now we can get somewhere. Have them sit down, and I'll take care of it. And he does. So that's our great lesson there today, that in whatever responsibilities we might have in life, whether it be to be the head of a family, whether it be in worldly things at our job, whatever our cares and concerns might be, to learn that we trust God first of all. That is our great lesson today. Because we know often we're also a lot like those Israelites, like the children who complain over and over. If you think about it, when is the time we are most likely to talk to God? Well, it's probably when something's not going well. God, what's going on here? Are you going to fix this situation or not? Would that, you know, just like we would like our kids to do, would that we had come to God maybe a little more often and say, hey God, thanks, things are going well today. Praise God for the beautiful day. But maybe we can come to God more than just when we're upset and frustrated. Most importantly, no matter what situation we're in, to trust in God. He's there, and he'll take care of it.